Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Everyone say, today will be a great day to have a great day. Now say this, I'm already having a great day. You know, I've discovered something. When you see people that are positive, let me tell you something. You see them getting miracles and blessings all the time. When you look at negative people, you don't see nothing happening but problems. Am I correct? And so you've got to make yourself positive in the bad times. Think about King David. He was being chased by King Saul for 13 years. And he was running and hiding in caves. And he even pretended to be insane at one time. You remember the story? He pretended to be insane one time. And yet David said these words. He spoke to himself. And he said, self, why are you quiet within me? He said, yet will you praise the Lord. Now, praise is never negative. Praise is always positive. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and come into His courts with praise. Psalm 100, verse 4. You get into His presence with thanksgiving. I'm thankful to God. Ungrateful people are never thankful. We need to be grateful. You get in His gates with thanksgiving. You come into His presence with praise. That's the Word of God. You know, even when things are going bad, I know it's difficult. I know some of us have been through some tremendous tests and trials since the COVID kicked in 2019. We've all faced something. Many people have lost loved ones. It's difficult. It's not easy. But I promise you, with God, you're able to cope with it. With the Holy Spirit strengthening you, He helps you get through any situation. Because if it weren't for Him, if we did not have the hope of glory in Christ Jesus, where would we be? If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, we would be lost. That's why He's got to get, like my brother Jonathan was singing, give Him all the glory, give Him all the praise, surrender. He's the one. Amen. And so we're just excited about Jesus and excited about this time of the year. And I'm just excited, period. So Merry Christmas 2021. And as you can see, there's a picture of the manger. And God impressed on me some time ago. I heard a teaching and he impressed on me just this year to kind of try to reestablish that word that I heard. And I thought it was so good. So I just thought I'd do it. So go with me to Genesis 1 and verse 26. And let's read from the New King James. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. So it starts off with then who said? God said. We're talking about the creator of everything. God Himself speaking now. When God speaks, you know it's going to come to pass. He said, my words cannot fall on dead ground. It will not be that way. They will always come back. They cannot come back void. God's word will produce results. Amen. So watch here. Then God said, let us. Let who? Us. Who's He talking to? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We all believe in the triune, right? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. This is in your Bible. It's in the Catholic Bible. It's in all the translations I've read. He says, then God said, let us make who? Man, who's that? That's us, you sitting there, me standing here. God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, make mankind in our image and after our likeness. Think about that. Then look what he says. Let them, who's them? Mankind. Let them have what? Let them have dominion over everything that He's created. Basically, that's what he said. Is that correct? over all the earth, over every creeping thing, over the everything that creeps on the earth, over the animals, the birds, the bees, the fish, everything. He said, let them have dominion. He did not say, let them have dominion over each other. However, amen. Freedom to choose in God's kingdom. Amen. And so, now watch here. He said, let them have dominion. Them, not me, God. Them, mankind. You've got to stay with me now. No, he said, let them, mankind, not us, God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, let them have dominion over the earth and everything in the earth. Now, God is not a man that he should lie. The Bible says he cannot tell a lie. And if he speaks a word, that word will come to pass. Whether you like it or not, it's going to come to pass. He said, what you sow, you're going to reap. That comes to pass in your life every single day. Amen. And so, and in verse 27, God does what he said. He created mankind in his image and his likeness. Amen. So this is important to know. So God forms mankind as a spirit first. We know that the Bible says God is a spirit. How many of you believe God's here right now? I believe he came when the praise and worship began. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in their presence. Right? I'm right in their midst. We're gathered in his name together. And he said also in Proverbs 23, he inhabits the praises of his people. We praise and worship God today. We believe God's word is true. He came. God is here. How many of you believe God's in you? If you're born again, where is God? He's in us. Can I see him? No. Why? Because God is a spirit. He says in John 4 that he is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, you've got to stay with me. You've got to get this. Amen. So he says he forms man in his image and in his likeness as a spirit. Remember, God formed mankind. You can read the rest of the story in Genesis 1 and read through Genesis 3. But he forms mankind in his image and likeness, man and woman in his image and likeness, creates he them. Then afterwards, he gives them a body made from the sand, the dust of the earth. We all are familiar with that story that the Bible says. So he first creates him in the spirit, then he gives him a body. So really, he creates man as a spirit, then he puts him in a body. Come on. Now, this isn't rocket science. We should all know this. All right? And I know you're listening intently because this is exciting stuff. So now watch this. He formed man from the dust of the ground. And you can see that in Genesis 2:7. So God creates a human being. Put your hand on your heart and say, that's me. And gives him a body that he forms from the dust of the ground. And then he says to that spirit man who's now got a body, he says, go and have dominion over everything I've created. Who's got the authority in the earth? You see, God doesn't operate in the earth without a man to work through, or a woman. When I say man, we're talking and referring to man and woman, mankind, amen? So don't think we're leaving woman out. Man and woman, that the type of people we are, mankind. So he says, okay, yeah, I create mankind like me. Now give him a body from the dust. He makes the body. And he says to him, you now are going to control, have authority, and dominate the earth. He said, tend the earth, multiply the earth, take care of the earth. Amen. So mankind has to take care of what God created for mankind. And so when he said, I give you dominion, God blessed him. The Bible says God then blessed mankind. What he did was when he blessed us, he empowered us to prosper in the things that he said. When God blessed us, he empowered us to prosper. Amen. And he is the one who gave us the authority. Correct? And so he gives us authority. Now he's saying to us here, let them have authority. What he was saying is, you have legal authority in the earth. And in order to have any kind of authority in the earth, you have to come in a body. You can't come to the earth illegally without a body. You're not going to have any authority or power. But when you come in the body the way God designed it to come through the woman, now you can have the authority and the dominion given by God. Amen. You're all with that. Put your hand on your heart. Say, God gave me authority to bind and loose. I have the dominion. Now, he also said this, though. You mustn't forget. He said the spirit of the prophet, he's talking to the mankind now, the spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. That means I can't control myself. Well, I couldn't help it. Yes, you could. Come on. Well, the devil twisted my arm. I didn't see him. Right? Come on. Stop letting yourself cop out by giving yourself a reason why you do wrong. Rather say, Holy Spirit, encourage me, empower me, give me more grace to do what I need to do. Because when the Apostle Paul cried out, help, 3 times, God said, my grace is more than enough. You can do it with my grace on your life. And so grace comes to empower and help you walk in what you couldn't do without it. Amen. So in order to be in the earth, you have to come legally the way God designed it. Can you say amen? All right, so what's the time? I've only got 4 hours left. Okay, it's 11 o'clock. We'll be out here by 3 if you give me an extra hour. Is that good? The ones who know me are smiling. The ones who don't know me are getting nervous. It's okay to joke in church. Amen? We love God and God loves us. Man, I'm happy. I'm joyful. Thank God he chose us. Oh, thank God, thank God. So all authority in the earth has been given to mankind. Authority and dominion has been given to mankind. That's why God could say, what you bind on the earth, I will bind in heaven. Notice who does the binding first. Now, it's got to line up with the word of God. Remember that always. And what I loose in the earth, he says, I'll loose in the heavens. So when God's given you a promise over here for healing, you bind sickness, he binds it behind you, and you loose healing, and he looses it into your body. I have the authority. Come on. You've got to understand authority. It's like if you're driving down the highway and I'm standing dressed like this and I put my hand out to stop you, you're going to run me over or turn around and go past. Correct? But when I put the authority with the badge of a police officer with a helmet and all the clothes away and I stand there like this, 18-wheelers are going to screech to a halt. Correct? You got the badge of Jesus Christ, your authority. That is your authority to stop the devil in his tracks. Amen. Come on, you got to get with the program now. Now, if anybody wants to come into the earth and he wants to dwell here legally and function legally, he has to have a body. She has to have a body. And so to be a legal authoritative figure in the earth today, you have got to have been born the way God created man and woman to be the birth canal for the man to come through and the woman to come through. That's it. There is no other way. Hello? They can make robots, they can do what they like, but they ain't making a you. They may imitate you, but it's not you. Come on. You're specific to God. You're one of a kind. You have a DNA that no one else has got. Nobody else on that planet has got your DNA. You might inherit some of the DNA from your parents, but your DNA is specific to you. Come on. Who could do that but God? Not evolution. Evolution doesn't exist. Think about it. How do you spell evolution? E-V-I-L, the first 4 letters. Evil. Lution. Right? Put a D in front there. Devolution. No, God created mankind.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor.